This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Oh my God, it's hump day. Yesterday was gorgeous out. I hope everyone got to enjoy it.
You liked it, hump day.
I did. I thought it was great. Did you enjoy it? Did you get a... Are you doing a lot of surfing? Isn't this your time of year?
Been. Well, it should be, but no. Mama got surgery yesterday.
Right. Oh my God, tell me everything. She come home all woozy.
Well, she didn't... I wouldn't call her mummified, but she came home pretty wrapped up. It's a lot more than I thought was happening.
So she was getting a clearage... Some kind of clearance in her
nose.
It's
like a septoplasty, but they also called it rhinoplasty because they had to open up. I don't know. It's a whole thing. Like, as she explained it to me, I went, it doesn't matter. I don't need to know the names.
Right.
But they had to clear her breathing. She's been snoring and not really breathing or smelling forever.
Right.
And, you know, we all get used to certain things. Not used to, but you live with it.
You have to. You have no other choice. You put up with it.
Right. So anyway,
you were saying, she's a runner. Mm-hmm. This is a person who is, I mean, I get it. You can breathe through your mouth and I'm sure that comes into play for her. But I mean, breathing is like it's pretty important. I don't know if you guys know about this, but
breathing's
pretty important.
So they, you know, she'd done sleep studies and all kinds of stuff. And it was finally time to get it done. And even though, you know, I don't know. Is the holidays the best time to have surgery? I don't know. So she's been saying summer.
Is there a best time?
There isn't. Because for her, she's like, summer is my worst time with the kids and school and all the stuff. So anything, you know, because I was like, why not summer? Summer's my worst time.
Yeah.
Even with the help that you provide and others and pair, you know, it's too much.
It's busy. She's got the kids aren't in school and she's,
right.
You know.
Mommy daycare, mommy camp. She can't. Her dad took her to Fremont.
It was all day.
Mm. So she left at like 11 and got home last night at 9.
Oh boy.
Ooh. Oh. And so, was she like invisible man wrapped up?
No, not quite. But she had a thing around her nose like that goes over your ears.
Oh. Okay. Like almost a
face mask.
Okay. So it's underneath and almost like supporting the bottom?
I think it was for, I don't know. I didn't, she was very woozy and I had to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, they're home. What can I do? I put soup on. She had, you know how you can't eat when you do surgery. No. So she hadn't eaten all day. So I made her soup.
Oh.
I made sure that the kids and all the stuff was locked up. And then I went, I gotta go. Bye. This morning, she was wide awake when I got up.
Oh. As in, she spent probably most of yesterday out, and then...
No, she... she was out for the surgery, yes, but she was in pain.
Oh.
This morning,
sorry,
how was
Christina.
She
said awake, but in pain,
She was... She said the wait from getting home to the 9:30 next medicine was like... She was dying.
Oh,
so she had to like wait.
Well, they drilled her out. I mean, that had to be. That's so crazy.
Ugh. You know, and I don't.
Oy.
I don't pretend to be. Yeah, I don't know. Then take it. But I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I mean, is 30, 40 minutes on one side or the other of your medicine the end of.
Well. Some people really want to follow those rules and do it exactly as prescribed.
She does believe me.
I'm like, ow. Oh, I took my head hurts. I took three aspirins 3 hours ago. Actually, that's ridiculous. I would take them an hour later. I'm like, let's bombard this. This needs to get knocked down.
We know that you're...
Knock it down.
you're not a directions follower.
No, it's fine. Well, for all the things that you get done, you know, they a lot of times they'll prescribe you just like a lot of ibuprofen or whatever. Or a lot.
No,
of,
she got the real stuff.
Oh, I'm sure she did. It sounds like she was miserable. Yeah, that's
she
awful.
Got the real stuff. So she's and she even said, "I don't really want to take it, but this hurts." And I was like, "Yeah, you take it.
Yeah,
I would take it. I would take it sooner." But that's me, you know.
Yeah.
We all know the problems I've, you know,
yeah,
brought upon myself.
You know, that is a scary part of it. I think that all of us who aren't, you know, junkies are like, I don't ever want to have to take those pain meds. I don't need to get addicted to that. Because you see people that are just normal people going through life and they become addicted to opioids or, you know, Oxy. And, but doctors will tell you, like, do them as prescribed. Know that you're that's ending because otherwise you suffer.
Yeah. When I had my hip replaced, I was super nervous about taking the meds.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And at first I was like, I don't need, and then, yeah, I didn't take them and I felt the pain. I was like, okay. But then I was like your wife. I was like waiting for the clock and like, you know, absolutely taking them when I was supposed to and
I would
not getting any refills.
I would certainly involve someone if I were prescribed anything. And I would involve her and I would say, these are what I need and don't let me have at them.
Oh,
I don't even,
so
I've
scary.
Never taken pills really. So I don't know, you know, I had this girlfriend a long time ago who wasn't an addict, had no addict in her at all. Never smoked cigs. She was that girl who'd be like at a party. Never like cared about pot. But if pot, you know, came across her on the couch, she'd go, oh, I'll have, and then pass it on. And then never like go looking for it again, or she just was that person. But she liked pills.
Oh.
She didn't take them, like she wasn't an addict, I'm telling you, but she liked it.
Like you mean painkillers?
Yeah, whatever. Mm. Yeah, like Percocet.
Yeah, and that was a big one back in the day. What about like Quaaludes and stuff?
I never heard her talk about Valium. She probably was into, but she'd be like, yeah, I like that.
Oh.
I like the way that feels. And I just go,
I don't want to like the way that feels.
Oh,
I need to not.
My brothers and I are all addicts or alcoholics
the
or
whole
something.
Family.
And our father was a pharmacist.
Oh,
so when all the brothers
God.
Get together, it's like, what do you got? I got, oh, you only got the 50 milligrams of that? Oh, come here. Let me give you the yellow one. Oh, you got the yellow ones. Oh, that's okay.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
That continues to this day?
No. There's two of them that are still going at it a little bit, but they've mellowed. Well, one of them's mellowed out. One of them, not good.
Are they much older than you?
Yeah. Yeah, about 3 or 4 years, and then 8 years.
Still at it, huh?
Still
no,
at it.
No, most people stay at it.
Yeah.
You stay at it, you die, or you get off of it.
Yeah.
Or you wind up in jail, I guess.
Well, my brother knows he knows the deal. We've tried, but
and your
he just
dad's
doesn't
a pharmacist.
Care.
Doesn't that get your dad in a little bit of trouble? I don't understand how you can stay a pharmacist if you're.
Well, this is my dad, my father Luigi, who's a pretty shady dude. God rest his soul. Died in January, he was just as bad. He was also into pills and into drinking and into everything.
Oh,
so
oh boy,
and he was a pharmacist.
So
oh boy,
the DeBoney boys had easy access.
I wonder if there was ever an inventory where they went, oh my God, this guy has been.
He got indicted in the 80s, evidently.
And went back to pharmacy suiting.
Yeah.
They let him back in.
He got indicted. He never got convicted.
I'm just a bad count to what?
One indictment. What's the big deal?
Hey, what are you doing out here? No. My dad's name is Luigi. Yeah. I'm a Luigi. I'm a good pharmacist. Don't worry.
I got something special there, and you meet them all.
Yikes.
I got some good yellow ones for you here.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I hope that she is, you know, today I think is going to suck, but I hope that it's sort of the one bad day, and then she'll start to be on the mend.
She all swollen up? Or can you tell because she's got all the stuff
I couldn't tell.
On
she had the mask thing on that goes around her ears, and she had a thing over the top of her nose. Beyond that, she just looked like herself.
Oh.
And so I got her the water she needed and offered her some food, and she was like, uh-uh. And I went, okay, I got to run.
Yeah. Is there someone at the house to help her? Or
there are people helping
rotating
today.
In? That's fantastic. Oh, the friend group. Mm-hmm. Friends and family. Stepping up.
And oh, her dad was super helpful.
Oh, I'm sure.
I had to work.
Right. Party?
Party. Mm. Good old party.
Mm. He's also parties, I guess.
Yeah. He's not like a pharmaceutical party. He's just friendly and fun and likes to, you know, high five people.
No, we're professionals in my family. Mm-hmm. Sarah, when I get my hip replaced next time, will you, can I stay at your house? Because I really don't have anybody to come
watch
me.
Yes, you can.
Can I stay in the guest house?
You can.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Look at you two. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
I'll have Danielle come over and nursemaid you. Yes, dear.
Oh, I'll get it.
Is that happening?
Week. What?
Danielle.
And it's not, I mean, we're trying to slow play it here.
Oh, you know. Are we?
I'll be at
Hooman's party.
I don't want to pimp my friends
When's
out.
Hooman's party?
November 9th, I think.
Is it Oh, 9th? That's forever.
It's like less than a month. It's maybe 3 weeks.
All right.
Keep you updated, buddy.
Vinny needs this to happen.
He's vicariously.
I know.
You bet.
I
like, you know what? I like being married and I like being in a relationship and I'm a big fan of my wife, but I also like dating. Dating was fun. I didn't mind it. Mm. Like you hate it?
I'm not doing it. I'm.
Oh,
we're, you know.
But the question
I'm
is,
I'm living
do you
hate
in
it? Separate cities, and we're not together anymore.
But you're still married.
But I'm still married.
Divorce proceedings have not begun.
Not begun, and I'm not looking for anything right now. But if Danielle, even my wife would be like, Danielle, of course.
Oh. Let me ask you this.
Because we all think, like,
if your wife said. I know you're in separate locations now, but if your wife said to you, let's put this thing back together. I want to try.
Would
I want to go all in and I want to try and I want us to give it another go.
Oh,
would you be like, yes? Or would you be like, I'm already halfway down the road to healing.
No, there'd have to be like some massive changes and I don't see that happening. So yeah, But no, I love her. She's my best friend. I absolutely adore her. So yeah, it'd be hard not to try. But I don't know.
But so you would be like, if this and this happened, it'd be a consideration.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
I have so many inappropriate questions.
Well, ask him.
I don't want to.
Well,
this is your 2 minute window.
Yeah, this is before the show.
This is invisible as not or transparent as I'm going to be.
If she came back and she was like, "I guarantee you at least one sesh a week," would you be like, "Fine, we're done, it's all back"?
Oh, that's one of the things on the list. I understand.
I told you didn't want me to answer the question.
That is
I told
private.
You. It's not that private.
Yeah, listen.
Sarah.
Okay.
I had this story. Let me find it. It's from BuzzFeed. It says 23 silent killers that men say ruin their relationships without them even realizing it.
Oh.
Okay.
Are we doing this today?
No. I mean, I can, but it's just one of those things I read and I thought, I know that we talk often about what scuzz bags men are, like men. They're the worst.
Right. Oh my God.
Does it get any piggier than men? It doesn't.
Yeah. Thank God I have you to tell me that. I mean, I didn't really realize it.
Herees one of the things,
okay.
though.
This is a silent killer of a relationship.
This is from BuzzFeed. This is not from me, but I definitely feel it. I'm like, oh, that's lack of intimacy. Everyone wants to talk about how one spouse cheats on the other, but no one wants to talk about how the sexless marriage that led to that outcome. And it is one of the things, like, as soon as you start to become bros, like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's you guys have start to, you know, there's the fork in the road. It's terrible.
What annoys me about hearing that is, yes, I mean, if you're in a sexless marriage and it's, you know, I can see somebody being like, well, I need to have that. But there are plenty of times when the woman is willing to put out and the guy is just sick of owning her.
Agreed 100%. There's also people who they do not get enough from their ego needs more. There's that, like, it's not intimacy and that's not about love.
I need worship.
This is about me getting this thing I need.
Yes.
And so, yes, you're right, 1,000%. But I'm talking about a couple that's together, that wants to stay together.
Everything's going well, right.
And they're trying. And yet that one thing has to, it just has to be there for at least some people. I know there are others who would go, oh, that's a relief. Yeah. And that includes guys. I know guys who feel like it's so much stress.
Oh.
And I think,
like, performance anxiety.
Yeah. What do you mean stress? There's not a better, more joyful moment in the world than the love of a naked lady.
Problems, that is the stress relief.
Yeah.
If there's any problems, like, a guy could certainly be having difficulties.
Yeah.
And then wants it still, but knows it's going to take a while, and the wife is all, ugh. You know, I mean, that's awful. That's just, I do feel like, you know, as animals on this planet, we're like the only ones who set these kind of rules for ourselves about how this happens. I mean, I guess swans mate for life, right? Are they the only other one? They're probably just not that into sex. Seems difficult for birds. You know what I mean, though? It's like, we have all these rules for ourselves and all these different needs that, you know, because we are self-aware. And we experience things like jealousy and envy and sexual arousal for a certain person.
Well, one of the things that I can speak of from personal experience is when you tell your partner, this is the thing that's missing from our situation. Like, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I feel.
Close to you, connected to you.
This is
intimately involved.
This is the thing that I need. And
reminds
once you
of our
put
love.
That on the line and then it's still not happening, that feels incredibly painful.
Mm.
Like, you go, I've made it pretty clear what I need. There's no, like, mystery or fog around that subject. And yet it's still not important.
On a logical level, I do think that a woman hears that, or a man hears that, and says, yeah, that's not too much to ask. It's, you know, that does seem reasonable. And then it just becomes this thing that you don't want to do. It's just, if there's no arousal there, it becomes really a difficult thing to do.
I completely understand it. But that is when you have to go, I need to set you free. And I don't know if that's we're all now just gone off on our...
Right.
I'm just listening to this conversation. I just want Danielle to know my plumbing is fine. just letting you know that was not the problem.
Hey,
feel free
Danielle.
To come check the plumbing.
I once again have 1,000 questions. But
in
the end, you don't want me to ask them.
No,
and
he does.
He does. He does. No, he said I could ask him, and then I asked him, and then he said, don't ask me.
Oh.
I'm just.
I'm trying to. That's why I said. Hey, I'm trying to be respectful.
I'm trying to be respectful.
I know you are.
And you know me. It's very hard to.
You guys are good.
Keep
friends.
Anything
She's
inside.
She's wonderful.
She's the best. And
she really is. She looks like little Valerie Bertinelli. Ask.
I've never met her.
She's lovely, lovely.
I'm sure.
Sweet girl. So nice. Funny.
Yeah.
Shauna.
She's great.
Shauna.
She's the best.
You got some texts going over
Luigi
there.
Luigi in West Virginia.
Yeah. There's a lot of Italians in West Virginia that came.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, my family came to mine,
like,
and then
the mountain folk.
And my grandfather ended up owning the mine, and then my aunt became the mayor, bookie, and pharmacist of the town. And back in the day, they used to send guys from New York down to West Virginia when they did something wrong.
Oh, like to go work
got,
for the
if they got
work
to
for
go
the
hide out
down there.
No, if they had to go hide out. So my aunt was always telling me, you'd always see these guys in suits walking around in like West Virginia. You're like, who's that guy? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Forget about it. You go back to your job at the mine, okay? Capisce?
Make some pepperoni rolls. There you go.
Now get out of here.
I like your Italian. It's cute.
How do you say thank you in Italian?
Budanzi.
Budanzi?
No. What is it?
Grazie.
Oh, grazie.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Grazie. Grazie is thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
My Italian's terrible.
I don't have any.
Ciao, tutti. Okay.
Ciao tutti?
Isn't that what they say? Ciao tutti.
I don't know.
I say ciao bella.
Ciao bella is ciao. Oh my God.
Oh, another story. Let's
what?
Go.
Oh, what?
No.
Let's hear it.
Okay. What did you do KLC, with an Italian guy?
Nothing. KLC.
No!
We'll be back.
KLC, I'm coming over there.
KLC, HD1 San Francisco.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.